Welcome to the Jamel Sanders Podcast, a division of Jamel Sanders International, where we are empowering leaders to make a difference in the world.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are in the world. It is Saturday, March 9th, 2024, and I welcome you to another episode of the Jamel Sanders Podcast. Can you believe that we are in March and that we are almost through with the first quarter of this year? Time is moving. I hope that you're being productive, that you are executing on your goals and fine-tuning your strategy so that this can be the greatest year of your life. Thank you so much for joining me again for the Jamel Sanders Podcast. I want to say hello to anybody that may be tuning into this podcast for the very first time. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your life, your day, your schedule to join us here for the Jamel Sanders Podcast. Hello to those of you that are regular listeners and part of our empowerment community, whether you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or Google or Spotify or iHeartRadio or Amazon or Audible or Luminary or any platform that I may not have named. Thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of this podcast. The Jamel Sanders Podcast was started more than a decade ago with one central mission, and that is to empower individuals to fulfill purpose and to maximize their greatest potential. And through intriguing conversations, inspiring guests, intentional tools and strategies, and legendary wisdom, we want to empower you to live your greatest life every single day. That has been the mission from inception, and that will always be the mission and the emphasis of this podcast and this platform that we have created to empower you to live your greatest life and to realize your greatest potential. I would love to connect with you beyond this podcast. You can find out more information about me by going to www.jamelsanders.com. Again, that's www.jamelsanders.com. There you'll find a hub of empowerment resources and tools to help you live a greater life. You learn more about me and the work I'm doing around the world, products, services, conferences, seminars, symposiums, keynote presentations, and so much more. Beyond this podcast, I am the founder and CEO of Jamel Sanders International, LLC, a global management consulting and advisory firm that works with leaders in public and private sector to provide solutions to global problems. And whether those problems in business or government around the world, we are helping to develop change agents that move the world forward. So if you're interested in learning more about the consulting or the advising services that we offer, you can find that out at our website. You will also find a link to all of my social media platforms with the exception of TikTok, which is Official Jamel Sanders, and Threads, which is Official Jamel Sanders. I'm active on social media, and I would love to connect and do life with you in the days to come. You'll also find a link to sign up for my empowerment newsletter. You definitely want to be on my mailing list. I do newsletters quarterly just to keep people updated on what's happening in the organization and any new developments that may be happening. And those newsletters are always filled with empowerment and wisdom and insights as I share different things from where I am in my journey currently. So definitely on the homepage, find that link and sign up for our newsletter. And also, while you're on the site as well, I would encourage you to go to the section labeled Shop and grab my Breakthrough Journal. If you listen to this podcast regularly, you hear me talk a lot about my Breakthrough Journal and how journaling has been such a major success secret in my life. I've been journaling for a very long time, and some of the greatest aha moments, my greatest breakthroughs, discoveries, epiphanies have come from journaling, and I know it will do the same thing for you. This journal is amazing. It will give you the opportunity to write your goals, clarify your vision, and to create the narrative of what is truly possible for your life. And thank you so much to everyone that has already supported my Breakthrough Journal. And, of course, for the sake of time, if I really, you know, somebody said, Jamel, one day you just need to take time and go through each book. And I said, well, do you want a podcast or do you want an hour-long commercial for all of my books? Because I have written a lot of books. And for me to kind of go through every book I've written and to explicate that book would take a very long time. So I try to just focus on the book that I've released at the moment so that I can do a quick plug and I can really delve into the topic for that day. So that's why you don't hear me talking about all of my books. There are exceptions where I'm in the middle of a series and I really feel like that book may be pertinent or relevant to where people are in their lives. And at that moment, I may delve a little deeper into it. But nevertheless, my current book, book number 12, is Wombs, Incubating Prophetic Promises for Prophetic Fulfillment. First of all, Wombs is the sequel to Pressure. Pressure was my 11th book, and Pressure is the book that, as you've heard me say, I almost never wrote. If you follow my work, if you, some people have read every single book that I've written, my books vary, but they cover personal development, they cover leadership, they cover visionary leadership, innovations, crisis leadership, change management, identity, authenticity, finding your authentic voice, innovation, disruption, creativity. We've covered a gamut of topics, and while there are snippets of my faith in my books, I never written a book centrally around my faith, and so I was very conflicted about how the market would respond to this book. Were people going to be interested? Would it be a flop? Would it sell any copies? You know, there are a lot of things that you think about as a writer and as an entrepreneur. And finally, I just said, you know what, I'm going to write it. And to my amazement, Pressure has outsold every other book that I've ever written. And Wombs is on track to do the same thing. So what it let me know is that I was wrong, number one, and that number two, people are very much interested in spirituality, which excites me because I'm glad that people are still interested in spirituality and faith. And so Wombs is the sequel to Pressure. For the sake of time, I won't go into everything, but we continue this theme that I talked about in Pressure about how do we bring prophetic potentialities out of the invisible or unseen realm into this dimension that we call time. And you do that through a prophetic developmental process, and Wombs continues to walk you through that prophetic development process. I go into the 150 dimensions that unlock possibilities for your life and so much more. It's a powerful book. We're hearing powerful feedback and insight from people that are having breakthroughs, aha moments, awakenings as they read this book, and I believe it's going to do the same thing for you. So you can get a copy of Wombs. Go right now to Amazon, Kindle Nook, and most major book distributors have access to Wombs. I know that this book is going to greatly benefit your life and help you tremendously in the days to come. I want to stop for a moment and say thank you. You've been hearing me a lot on this podcast talk about the power of reviews, and I've been seeing some of your reviews, and I just wanted to say thank you so much for taking time to leave a review about this podcast. I believe that reviews are powerful for a lot of reasons, but two of the main reasons. Number one, I believe that there are people that are in search of empowerment, and they don't know how to find this podcast without you. And your review may be the very thing that causes them to listen to this platform, to be empowered and transformed by this platform. So your review is helpful. And then number two, it helps in terms of data and analytics. It helps us to get greater visibility and exposure for this platform in the days to come. So thank you so much for your reviews. I appreciate them, and they are a tremendous help to this platform. What I want to do, I want to take a very quick break, and we're going to jump into the second part of this series. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Jamel Sanders Podcast, empowering leaders to make a difference in the world.
All right, welcome back. So we started last episode, a new series. And if you've been following my blog, if you've been following, that's another thing on my website. You can find my blog there as well. If you've been following my writing this month, because I release new content pretty much almost every week, I've been writing a lot about questions. And I told you that 2024 has started off as a phenomenal year, but it has also been a year that has challenged me a lot already. And here we are only in the month of March. And, you know, I'm not a person that's afraid of being challenged. What it does is it really unlocks potential and power and so much in me when I encounter those challenges. And so I really began to think about the power of questions, and I began to ask myself some questions that really unlocked some answers and some solutions for some different things that were taking place in my life. And I began to say, you know what, I feel like this is helpful for a lot of people. If you've read my books, I wrote a book a couple years ago called Honor, the Law That Governs Greatness. And in this book, I talk about the law or the power of asking. I believe that asking is the womb of receiving, but I also believe that asking is the womb of answers. And I talk about the power of the question and how the ability to frame questions properly unlocks answers and solutions in your life. I won't recap everything from last week, but I did talk about last week how, as somebody that mentors people around the world, a lot of protégés or potential protégés will come to me and they'll say they want to be mentored and they'll ask me some questions. And a lot of times I'm annoyed because people will ask me things that they could Google. And it's like, if I'm going to make the effort and I'm going to give you the gift of my time and my presence, have something of value and significance to say, put some thought into it, ask me a question that is going to cause me to have to think critically and to think deeply so that I can give you a response that's really going to help you in your life and in the days to come. And I said we could all use that as a teaching moment. When you're in the presence of certain individuals, make the most of that opportunity. Don't waste their time. Anybody that knows me knows that if there's one thing I don't like, it's wasted time. Because time is a non-renewable resource. We can never get it back. And we have to make the most of the opportunities that we have in our lives. And so that's just a little recap of what we talked about on the last episode. But let's go deeper. We're in a series called Questions, the Pathway to Breakthrough. We're almost at the end of the first quarter of 2024. And from the beginning of the year, I told you that this year would go by very fast. And, I mean, I don't know if you're paying attention, but it's March 9th. Not only that, for those of us here in the U.S., time is changing tonight, daylight savings time. Spring is a few weeks away. Some people, like, they feel like it was just Christmas, and here we are going into spring. And so one of the things that I tell people all the time is that if you don't know the value of time, you don't really understand the value of life. And any person that devalues time dishonors the seed of their potential. Any person that devalues time dishonors the seed of their potential. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your potential. You owe it to the God-given gifts and abilities that you've been blessed with to use every moment of your life as an opportunity to unlock your potential and to do the thing that you were born and created to do. And so that's why you have to approach every year with intention and strategy. You can't just go into a year. Here we are in March, and there are really people that still don't have goals, still don't have intention, still don't have a vision for the year, and yet they don't believe in their heart of hearts that this is going to be the greatest year of their life. I just wonder how that's going to happen when you don't have a clear vision or direction of where you're going. But that's a whole other discussion. Time waits on no one. Therefore, time is not going to wait on you either. A lot of people feel like the world revolves around them. And when I encounter people like that, I always tell them, But did you notice that the world did not stop because you stopped, or because you're in a crisis, or because you're going through something in your life? The world is still moving. And I think the sooner we realize that the world does not revolve around us, the more empowered we can be and the more responsible we will be in our decision-making capabilities. Time will serve you if you live with clear priorities. And a lot of people always want to ask me, you know, Jamel, what has been the key to your success in life? And there are a lot of things that I can say have contributed to my success, but I believe that understanding the value of time and having clear priorities in my life has really made all the difference for me. You know, one of the things that you have to guard against is other people trying to push and project their problems and their priorities onto you. People are always vying for your time. They want you to do this. They want you to do that. They want you to respond to this. And I always tell people, if I respond to everything that everybody else wants me to do, I'll never do the things that I want to do. And so I'm very clear about my priorities, and I don't allow people to condemn or force me into or make me feel bad so that I'll do what they want to do, because at the end of the day, people are going to do what they want to do, and they're going to live their lives, so I'm going to live mine, and I'm going to live mine to the best of my ability. And I figured out that when you make that type of stance, you create a lot of enemies, because there are a lot of people that want you to serve their agenda, but when it comes to anything you want to be interested. And so, you know, I spent early years of my life trying to be a people pleaser, and it was one of the most miserable places that you could ever live. And I see so many people that are living their lives as people pleasers, trying to make everybody happy. And I say, why would I spend all my life making everybody else happy while I'm miserable? I'm going to live on purpose, and I'm going to live the life that I want to live and I desire and deserve to live, and I'm going to live it fully. And I encourage all of you to do that. And when you make that type of decision and stance, like I say, it's going to create some conflict and some tension, because there's always going to be all of these other things that people want you to do, and there's only so much time. So you can't take on everything. You can't say yes to everything. You can't do everything. I have to expend my energy wisely, because there are so many there are so many things that demand my attention. There are so many assignments that I have to do that I really have to be selective about what I invest time and energy into, and everybody won't understand that. And so you just have to be okay with that, and you have to set clear boundaries in your life so that people don't cross those boundaries and you create even greater tension and hostility in your relationship. So time will serve you when you live with clear priorities. I encourage every person to, number one, get clear about your priorities, and number two, stay clear. Because, like I said, the minute you establish clear priorities in your life, people are going to try to step all over those priorities, and they're going to try to tell you what they think you should be doing and where they think you should be investing time and energy. And you got to focus on yourself sometimes. You know, I'm one of those people, I have to remind myself that you have to focus on Jamel sometimes. And it can't always be about what everybody else wants you to do or what everybody else thinks you should do, or, you know, vice versa. But you have to make sure that you are giving the time and the energy and the focus to your goals and your vision and the things that you want to do with your life. But that's another discussion for another day. We're not going to go there too much. Time will be wasted if you have no respect for it. Let me say that again. Time will be wasted if you have no respect for time. And I see so many people in the world. I have to say this. I don't know why I just feel so prompted to talk about time and priorities today, but I'm going to stay on this until I feel the release to move on to something else. You have to have a proper respect for time in your life. So many people, you know, so much of what we see on social media is a bunch of hoopla and a bunch of garbage, to be honest with you. A lot of people telling us that if we just think happy thoughts and we just speak happy words and positive words, that everything about our lives is going to change. And as somebody that's been doing this work for a long time, your life is not just going to change because you think happy thoughts and speak good words. There are so many parameters that impact your success in life. In fact, there are 12 environments that you have to cultivate for a life of success. And, you know, as I've worked with clients over the years in these 12 areas or 12 environments, people are like, Jamel, I never realized that so much was off about my life. You know, I thought if I just did A, B, C, D, I would be successful. And I told them, well, how did that work out for you? They said, it didn't work out very good. And I think a lot of times we're majoring on minors and we're minoring on things that we should be majoring on in our lives. And one of the greatest things we should be majoring on is how are you using your time? Because I talk to so many people that tell me that they don't have enough time. And when I begin to do what I call a time assessment or audit of their lives, we find out that they had a lot of time. It's just wasted. It's not prioritized or categorized properly, and they're just wasting their lives. They're binge-watching Netflix. They're scrolling social media. They're hanging out every weekend. They're sitting on the couch, and life is passing by. They're not really doing anything productive with their lives, and yet they have convinced themselves that they're going to create this remarkable life and this enduring legacy. And I'm like, how is it going to happen without action? Inaction is not only the mother of failure. Inaction is the birthplace for regret. And so, you know, people are wondering why they keep creating failure and regret in their life, and they're creating it because they're not taking the action. And I feel like a lot of people are like, well, Jamel, I can't take all the action. Well, take a step. Do something that moves you toward a different outcome. Because if you do the same, you get the same. And if you do different, you get different. And what different thing is going to move your life into the next dimension? What I do know is that sitting around and expecting your life to change without any type of execution or action is a recipe for misery and failure. You have to do something about your life. Your life is not going to change without your cooperation, and you are the catalyst for all change that's going to happen in your life. And in order for 2024 to be different, you're going to have to be different. Old strategies will not produce new outcomes. So if you are bringing the same strategies, the same outdated solutions and tactics into this year, you're going to get the same thing you got in 2023. A lot of us don't realize that the harvest we're getting is directly proportionate and commensurate to the seeds that we've been sowing. And the seeds we've been sowing are mediocre, average, below our potential, below the threshold of what's really possible for our lives. And it's robbing us of the possibilities of what our lives can become. More importantly, old habits and inferior beliefs won't create new breakthroughs. I really want you to get that. Old habits and inferior beliefs won't create new breakthroughs. So people will say, Happy New Year. And one of the things that I ask people, and I've had people get offended when I ask them this, is what's new about this year? Besides the new calendar and the new planner that you bought from the store, what's new about this year? Because 99% of people, the only thing that was new was the calendar that changed. The only thing that's new is the goals that they set, but nothing else is new. They don't have a new mindset. They don't have a new vocabulary. They don't have a new vision. They don't have a new courage or determination. They don't have a new strategy. Everything about their life is the same, yet they are expecting these different outcomes to happen. And if this year is going to be different, you are going to have to be different. What we miss is that new years without transformation will not produce new outcomes. And so this year is going to be different for you. It's going to be because there was some type of transformation that took place in you that set you on the course for greater results in the days to come. This year has already challenged me in more ways than you could ever imagine. I've been pushed beyond limits and challenged to think differently and challenged to grow in every aspect of my life this year. I don't know about you, but 2024 has caused me to be challenged and pushed and to grow in so many ways already, and here we are just in the third month of the year. Ultimately, I believe the thing that this season has been teaching me is that challenges are only not only crucibles to change, but I've learned that challenges empower us to break cycles and to shatter ceilings in our lives. A lot of us say that we want to go to the next level, but what I've discovered is that most people don't really want to go to the next level, because in order to get to the next level, there is a challenge that you have to overcome at this level. And challenges are the gateway to promotion. Write that down. Challenges are the gateway to promotion. And so if you really want to get to the next level in your life, you've got to be willing to endure the challenge. And you can't just endure the challenge, but you've got to have the capacity to confront the challenge so that you can break the cycle and move into the next season of your life. A lot of people are stuck in their lives because they want change without challenges, and that's not realistic. You're not going to get new opportunities, new doors, new possibilities in your life without opposition. Opposition is what has built not only the muscle of resilience in me, but it has been opposition that has built my capacity for goodness. I would be telling you these things or sitting here or having these conversations with you if there was not adversity that had to be overcome. And I feel like a lot of us feel ourselves so short because the minute we have adversity or any type of challenge, we run away and hide, and yet we tell ourselves that we want to be great. Well, do you really want to be great? Because would greatness get under the covers and hide or run for the nearest exit? Or would greatness have the courage to confront some things so that you can see what you want to see manifest in your life? As a visionary and a respected thought leader, I know the power of the mind, and I've harnessed this power to achieve extraordinary results. While I don't have time today to talk about revolutionary thinking, I want to share some insights with you that have empowered me to become the person that I am today. I want to continue a conversation around the topic of questions. So let's delve into this a little bit deeper today. Anyone that knows me will tell you that I'm an intellectual. I'm an intellectual at heart, and I make no apologies for it. People say if you have a conversation with Jamel, get ready because he's going to challenge you intellectually and he's going to challenge you at the level of your potential. I feel like that's one of the greatest gifts that God has given me. And we don't want the mind to become lazy. We don't want the mind's muscles to atrophy because they're not being used. And so you got to work the muscle of your mind. And as you've heard me talk about, you've got to understand the power of problem-solving and critical thinking skills. That's something that we need to put into practice every day of our lives so that we can be sharper and also so that we can really harness the power of our minds to achieve extraordinary things in our lives. I'm inquisitive, and I want to know how everything operates. I feel like I've always been that way. I don't just want to see it. I want to know how it works. I want to see how it operates. I want to know why it operates that way. I want to know history and certain biographical information about it. That's just how my brain has been wired. And it's been a fascination of mine since I was a child. I just believe in being inquisitive and asking questions. I want to know. I'm one of those people, why? Why is this way? Why are you this way? Why is this happening in your life? Why do you feel like this about this? Why are you choosing this option? Why are you moving in this direction? Why are you frustrated with this? Why is you know, this cycle, one that keeps persisting in your life. I'm always that person that's not just going to nod my head and say, okay, let's move on. I'm always the person that wants to go deeper and to really get to the heart and the soul of what's going on in a particular situation. And while my inquisitive nature has annoyed some, it has produced exceptional problem-solving and critical thinking skills. You know, a lot of people are like, Janelle, we want to pick your brain. Well, first of all, if you know me, the worst thing you could ever say to me is that you want to pick my brain. First of all, I don't want my brain to be picked, number one. And secondly, you're not going to develop my thinking because you pick my brain. A lot of people think that because they sit down with a person, they ask them a certain series of questions, that it's going to make them think like that person. If you're going to really understand my thinking, you have to know me as a person. And so, you know, people are like, I want to pick your brain because, you know, your thinking is at a different level. You don't think like anybody else. Well, you have to really understand who I am and how I'm wired to really understand why I think the way that I think. It doesn't just happen. You can't spend a few minutes with a person and really understand the makeup of their mental faculties and how they process information and arrive at solutions and, you know, all of those different factors that go into the way that we think. And so one of the things that I challenge leaders on all the time is to develop your problem-solving and critical thinking skills. I always tell people, never just take things at face value. I want you to spin that thing, you know, explore every facet of it, every dimension of it, and really understand it. So that you can be successful. I think that one of the things that makes me extraordinarily valuable in the world is that I bring very unique insights and perspectives to the world. You know, I talk with people and they say all the time, you know, I don't really understand what my purpose is. I don't know why I'm here. And one of the things that I tell people, I know for certain, that every person has a unique perspective to bring to the world. Now, your ability to fine-tune and harness your skills and your capacity will determine the magnitude of that perspective that you bring to the world, but we all have a perspective. And one of the things that God has blessed me incredibly with is that leaders want to hear my perspective. They want to know what I think about business decisions. They want to know what I think about decisions that affect the course of political destinies and futures. They want to know what I think about businesses and where businesses are going and are they operating properly and how can they be more lean? How can they scale? How can they go to the next level? People always want to know those type of things from me because they know that I offer unique perspectives and insights, and I offer those insights because I've learned the value of problem-solving and critical thinking skills. I've learned the value of asking the right questions. I feel like a lot of people waste a lot of time because they don't ask the right questions. I've been in the rooms with some of the most powerful and influential people, and I've listened to the mediocre and the unintelligent and unintentional questions that have been asked by people. And I sit there and I say to myself, you're in the presence of greatness, and this is the only question that they could come up with. It lets me know that we're dealing with a limited mind and a person that operates in realms of low-level thinking. And anybody that knows me will tell you that Janelle does not tolerate low-level thinking. I don't like to be surrounded by people that don't think, that don't process, that don't analyze, that don't have the ability to properly get to a solution in a situation. You have to work the muscle of your mind, and you have to stretch your thinking on a consistent basis. You want to be able to think critically, and you want to be able to think divergently. You want to be able to offer people something that is unique and different. You know, it's easy for people to to come up with the common solution. But I always tell people I'm looking for the uncommon solution. I'm looking for the solution that other people are not thinking about or thinking of. And I think that's one of the things that makes me and the work that I do so valuable. And it's one of the things that's going to make you valuable regardless of your assignment or industry or field or discipline or whatever it is that you do. What unique perspectives can you bring? What unique insights can you bring that will set you apart from everybody else? My inquisitive nature has produced a bulletproof mindset and empowered me to think at a high level. And, you know, I don't have time to go into my bulletproof mindset, but I encourage you to read the book, Upgrade Your Mind. I talk a lot about the bulletproof mindset in that book. But you have to think at a high level. And one of the things that I tell people, I understand that we're all different. We're all unique. We all have different learning styles. We all process information differently. So everybody's not going to be Jamel Sanders, but everybody can learn it. Of their mind and the power of their thoughts to achieve extraordinary things in their lives. And one of my greatest joys and greatest aims in everything I do is to challenge people to think at a different level. A lot of times when I have conversations with people, they'll walk away and say, wow, I never saw it like that. And that to me is a win. That to me is a success because they get a different perspective. They get a different facet of this particular thing that they didn't necessarily see before. And that's what I'd like to do through my life, through my books, through my research, through my work, whether I'm on a stage, whether I'm doing this podcast, whether I'm on another podcast, whether I'm doing an interview, anything that I'm doing, I want to challenge people to see things differently and to expand their minds to think at higher levels and higher dimensions. Questions annoy some and awaken others. Write that down. Questions annoy some and awaken others. And you have to determine which is your response to questions. I know some people, they don't like you to ask them any questions. You ask them a question, they get upset. They get frustrated. They may yell at you. They may get angry. When other people, you ask them a question, they love it. It starts their mind down a path. It leads them on this sense of pursuit and discovery and quest in their lives. And so I want you to see questions the same way. I want you to see questions as the opportunity to awaken you to new possibilities in life. Anytime I found myself frustrated or feeling stuck in my life, I started writing and asking questions. I talked a little bit about this on the last episode, but when I find myself in a tight spot or a situation that I just can't seem to get the solution to, I pray, I talk with other advisors and people in my life. But after all of that, I'll spend some time, I'll get my journal, I'll just write some thoughts down, and I'll begin to ask myself some questions. And a lot of times, as I begin to ask myself these deep questions, not surface-level questions, but deep-level questions, the answer that I've been looking for will begin to come to me. And all of a sudden, I'll say, that's what was missing, that's what I needed, and I'll begin to put that solution into place. And so what I'm telling you is that sometimes, you just need to think some things through. You need to grab your journal or whatever you have and just begin to ask yourself some questions. Have a conversation with yourself. I tell people to schedule thinking time every single day. We live in a world that is so connected, yet we're disconnected. We're connected to devices, but we're disconnected from each other. We can barely have a conversation with each other without somebody grabbing their phone or their tablet or, you know, being distracted, scrolling in some way. But you need time every day to just think. And so every day I have time to just think before I jump into social media, before I do any other things. Part of the start of my day, that's not all that I do to start the day, but one of the aspects is I give myself time to think. No devices, no technology, no laptop, this is just an opportunity for me to think. And you know what? Those are where some of the greatest ideas, concepts, strategies, tactics, insights have come to me in those moments. And most people just don't even have enough time in their life or day to just think. We're always on our devices. We always have to be doing something. And I've found in my life that a preoccupied mind is often not a productive mind. Write that down. A preoccupied mind is often not a productive mind. Your mind doesn't need to be preoccupied with something every moment. There are moments that you should just have to think, to reflect, to process information, analyze things. You need those moments to yourself because those moments are helping you to arrive at answers and solutions and wisdom in so many aspects of your life. A lot of people are complaining about their lives when they should change, when they could change the course of their lives with a single question. Let me say it again. A lot of people are complaining about their lives when they could change the course of their lives with a single question. I always tell people you are one question away from unlocking the answer to the next season of your destiny. That may come through a conversation. Somebody may ask you something in a conversation that unlocks an answer for you. You may be listening to this podcast and something that is said begins to unlock an answer and a solution for you. But a lot of times we have the wrong mentality and perspective, and we don't realize that we can change the course of our lives with a single question. All it takes is a question to unlock answers, to unlock possibilities, and to unlock the future of what your life can truly become. You are always one question away from altering your world. And I think that one of the greatest things that we can do as individuals is to learn the power of questions and the power that they hold to unlock seasons of our lives and destiny and to empower us to become the greatest expression of who we were created to be. Or as I like to say, you're always one question away from solutions. It's not enough to just ask any question. Much of my success has been the result of asking empowered questions. And you may be asking me today, okay, Janelle, you talk a lot about empowered questions. What is that? Well, first of all, let me tell you what it is not. An empowered question is not an ordinary question. Empowered questions are eye-opening, mind-stretching, and curiosity-awakening questions. Write that down. Empowered questions are not ordinary questions. They are eye-opening, mind-stretching, curiosity-awakening questions. So if you really think about the questions that you are asking yourself, are they mind-stretching? Are they eye-opening? Are they awakening curiosity type of questions, or are you just asking the normal questions that we hear everybody else ask? In other words, these are questions that challenge the mind, awaken the imagination, and activate your greatest potential. Write that down. Empowered questions are questions that challenge the mind, awaken the imagination, and activate your greatest potential. That's why I said that I believe it's a powerful skill set and gift to know how to frame questions properly. If you read my books or material or you follow me on social media, you know that the type of questions that I ask people are not going to get you a yes or no answer. The type of questions that I ask and in the manner that I frame them requires thought on the behalf of a person. You know, I've done interviews over the years, and I've interviewed different people, and they said, Janelle, you can never be fully prepared for an interview with you because you ask us very deep, thought-provoking questions. They said some people ask us, like, the obvious things, like I say things you can Google, but they say you really ask us questions that require us to think at a high level to give an answer to. I say everybody should be asking you those type of questions because those are the questions that are not only going to unlock your potential, but those are the questions that are going to stretch your thinking. Those are the questions that are going to challenge you to grow. Those are the questions that are going to provoke you to develop. And those are the type of questions that are going to provoke you to pursue a higher life. The reason that I continue to do this podcast, the reason I continue to write books, the reason I continue to speak, the reason I continue to mentor and advise leaders is because I understand the power of questions and conversation. And there is something I can ask or say in a conversation that holds the power to change somebody's life forever. I think that we discount the impact that we can have on other people's lives, and it can be something as simple as asking a question. It can be something as simple as providing a perspective. It can be something as simple as being a source of wisdom in somebody's life. Whatever that looks like, we all have the ability and the capability to do that. And I believe that the challenges of our time require more than education and information. The problems of our time require revolutionary thinkers and empowered solutions. Write that down. The problems of our time require revolutionary thinking and empowered solutions. Now, you know, I'm recognized around the world as a revolutionary thinker. And one of the things that I tell people about revolutionary thinking, this is not thinking that you can develop in a day or a week or a month. This is a style of thinking that is taking decades of work to develop. And it's a realm of thinking that very few people operate in, because, first of all, most people are not going to even do the work to develop their minds to that level. And secondly, most people think so narrowly that they don't have the capacity to expand their minds to those dimensions of possibility and reality. And so the world needs revolutionary thinkers and empowered solutions. We need somebody that's going to offer unique insights and perspectives, people that are going to offer cutting-edge strategies, tactics, solutions, that people may not have thought of, things that can work, things that can push the world forward, things that can empower leadership and governments and businesses around the world. We need those type of thinkers, and I believe that you can be one of those thinkers. The challenges of our time require ingenuity, innovation, and intellectual rigor. Let me say that again. The challenges of our time require ingenuity, innovation, and intellectual rigor. And so I tell people all the time, if you're going to walk with me, you're going to be a person of ingenuity, you're going to be a person of innovation, and you're going to be a person of intellectual rigor. We're going to challenge your thinking. We're going to challenge your assumptions. We're going to challenge your opinions. We're going to learn the art of articulation, the ability to articulate your ideas, the ability to be coherent in your thoughts and succinct in your responses. We're going to develop and harness your critical thinking skills so that you can show up in the world as the greatest expression of who God created you to be. And in order to ask more empowered questions, we must become more proficient in how we frame our questions. Write that down. In order to ask more empowered questions, we must become more proficient in how we frame our questions. And so a lot of times, we only frame our questions to get simple yes or no answers. And I tell people, you don't want people to give you yes or no answers. You want people to give you some depth and some insight through their answers. And in order to do that, you have to know how to frame your questions differently. And so what I want us to understand today is that small questions, simple questions, lead to simple answers. So if you ask people something very simplistic, you're going to get a very simplistic answer. Vague answers lead to vague questions lead to vague answers. And a lot of people, they don't know how to ask questions with clarity. And if you don't have clarity in your asking of the question, you're not going to get the outcome or the result that you want to see. Empowered questions unlock empowered solutions. And in order to frame and power questions, there are a few things that you have to do. And so in the time that we have left today, this is what I want you to do. Number one, in order to frame your questions for an empowered response, you have to think critically. That means that you have to look beyond the surface and excavate the terrain. When I have a conversation, even for me to prepare for a show, for an episode of this podcast, there's a certain amount of time that goes into not only the picking of the topic, but the preparation of the content and the development of the content. And I never finish a topic. We may end the show, it may go off, you may say, oh, that was good. I never finish because I prepare thoroughly for anything I'm doing, whether this is a podcast, whether I'm speaking on the stage, whether I'm meeting with a political business leader, whether I'm giving a talk around a book, I'm always going to provide an extraordinary amount of value, and that requires you to think critically. You got to look beyond the surface, and you got to excavate the terrain. Everybody always says, you know, there's a depth of insight that you bring to everything that you do that other people don't have. That's a gift, and a lot of people are too lazy to do that, and it shows in the presentation. I mean, the presentation is mediocre at best, but it could be a lot better if they really put the time and the effort and the energy into preparing. And I always tell people, cramming is not preparation. Cramming is the proof that you do not honor your potential or your gift. You don't cram, you build capacity. And when you have capacity, you don't have to be scrambling and cramming. It will come out of you. You'll have a depth of knowledge and a well of wisdom that you can draw from in those critical moments of your life. Number two, you have to challenge assumptions. I always say this, that assumption is the lowest form of reality that exists. Assumption is the lowest form of reality that exists. And assumption always leads to misinterpretation and misinformation. You don't want to go into asking questions with assumptions. You need to be grounded in effects and the reality, and you need to shape your question and your responses around that and not what you think or assume something to be, because you're going to misinterpret and there's going to be misinformation. Number three, you need diverse perspectives. The danger, let me make sure I get this right, the danger in one perspective is that it's limited, and trying to build on a limited perspective is crippling. What we have to also understand is that a bird's eye view and an eagle's eye view are not the same. A bird can only see from a certain vantage point, but eagles have the ability to go up to the highest altitude and to see and to perceive from a high place. And so you need diverse perspectives. That's why I tell people your opinion is not enough and your knowledge is not enough. You need to surround yourself with people that are more knowledgeable than you and that have more insights than you. You can't be intimidated by that because that's how you're going to grow and develop as a person. And number four, you need to understand the power of open-ended questions. Anyone that knows me will tell you that I hardly ever ask yes or no questions. I always ask open-ended questions. Why? Because open-ended questions lead to engaging conversations. The reason that people have such great conversations with me is because I ask them open-ended questions. I don't want yes or no. I want something that's going to cause you to think, something that's going to cause you to have to ponder and probe and get to a conclusion or a solution in your life, and we should all be asking those types of questions. Open-ended questions lead to intriguing discoveries. When you ask deep questions, you get deep answers, you get deep responses, you get deep solutions. There are things that you discover that you would never discover if you didn't ask open-ended questions. And open-ended questions provide multifaceted approaches. It provides diverse conclusions. It provides infinite possibilities. But let's go through that again. Open-ended questions lead to engagement. multifaceted approaches, diverse conclusions, and infinite possibilities. Open-ended questions unlock the power of the mind. And if you really want to know about questions and the pathway to breakthrough, you've got to ask empowered questions. And empowered questions are open-ended questions that are going to really cause you to think, really going to intrigue you, really lead to discoveries, answers, and solutions that you never imagined or even saw as possible. And so this is only the second layer of this series, but it's not enough for us just to ask questions. I want you to ask empowered questions. I want you to ask questions that are thought-provoking, that are curiosity-awakening, that are eye-opening. I want you to ask questions that don't just challenge you to think, but challenge you to stretch your thinking to embrace new levels and new possibilities. This is what we all need, and this is what the world needs. And I feel like the world is starving for intellectual conversation and discourse. There's so much shallowness out here on the internet and in the world, and we need more intriguing conversations. You need some people around you that you walk away from the conversation with a sting coming out of your head, like, woo! You know, that challenged me in some way. And those are some of the greatest and the best conversations we can have. And you have to build your relationship constellation with those type of people in mind. I'm very selective about who I make space for in my life. I'm very selective about who I give time, energy, or attention to, because you need to surround yourself with relationships and people that are going to challenge you to go higher and to optimize your potential in every aspect of your life. I hope you have gotten some value out of this today, because we were talking about the anatomy of an empowered question, and I feel like I've given you a good foundational framework to begin to ask more empowered questions. I want to give you an assignment for your breakthrough journal. Maybe over the weekend or the next week, I want you to think about this question, and the question is, what type of questions am I asking? And are the questions that I'm asking producing the type of answers that I want to see in my life? I want you to write about that. See, that's not a yes or no question. That's something that's going to require you to think. What type of questions am I asking, number one? And number two, are the type of questions that I'm asking producing the type of responses and answers that I want in my life? And then number three, how can I ask more empowered questions in my life, in my relationships, in my business, in terms of my vision, in terms of my career and my personal development? How can you ask more empowered questions? Because I'm telling you that questions are really a catalyst, not only to answers, but they are a catalyst to changing the course of your life and your future forever. You are one question away from a life-altering solution that will set you on the course to transformation and breakthrough in your life. Whew, I hope you get some value out of this today. This was such a great conversation. It's always so great to connect with you and to do life with you and to share these insights and strategies with you in real time. I hope that you have got some value out of this episode and that you will ponder this and begin to understand the power of questions in changing your destiny and your future. Again, thank you for letting me do life with you. I look forward to being with you again real soon and sharing more strategies and insights that can help you live a greater life. I'll talk to you again soon. Be blessed.
Thanks for joining us for the Jamel Sanders Podcast. Always remember, your life has purpose. Your potential is limitless. And only you can define your legacy.